I just spent 5 days in Titusville, Florida at the Space Coast Birding and Wildlife Festival. Birding festivals can be extremely fun opportunities to check out the birds of new areas. I led one field trip at a spectacular place called the Vieira Wetlands. This beautiful spot wouldn't get nearly as many local people strolling through it if it went by its old name, the Vieira Sewage Settling Ponds. But the water in the ponds has already been treated, so it isn't the least bit smelly, and this little gem has some of the finest water bird viewing of any place I've ever been. I've been able to get in really close to ducks and wading birds in perfect light for photographs. Last year, a rare masked duck, a strikingly beautiful male, spent the entire winter at Vieira, where thousands of birders were able to add it to their life lists because it was so reliable. That particular bird happens to be the only lifer I added to my own life list in the 2.5 years I worked full-time at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, so I was doubly thrilled with it. This year there was not a masked duck, and the water is lower than is ideal, but on our field trip we amassed a field trip list of 62 species in a few hours. Limpkins, birds in a family distantly related to cranes, were courting and calling. Limpkins specialize on feeding on apple snails. I didn't get to see them eating any of those at Vieira, but did get great photos of a couple of them out in the open. Pairs and families of sandhill cranes put on a lovely show. Crested caracaras, the national bird of Mexico, are beautiful scavengers in the falcon family. A pair of caracaras nest right near the bathrooms, allowing great photos both when they're flying and when they're perched. Everyone on our field trip got to see a group of 3 raccoons strolling through the marsh. They walked within a couple of feet of an American bittern who held perfectly still, frozen among the reeds, perhaps in hopes that the raccoons wouldn't notice him. Herons of several species seem to be everywhere. Most are conspicuous because of their height above the marsh vegetation. But even smaller birds that usually lurk undetected are fairly easy to see at the Vieira wetlands. It's not even that hard to see soras and least bitterns. This time of year, it's almost impossible to go any place in Florida without seeing yellow-rumped and palm warblers, and the Vieira wetlands were hopping with them. Common yellowthroats came out into the open, along with one prairie warbler. We also got good looks at a sedge wren, a bird that I'll be seeing in May near my mother-in-law's house in Port Wing, Wisconsin. It was a happy feeling seeing it in winter. At this moment, it's 50 degrees warmer here in Titusville than it is in Duluth. I'm still having a lot of fun, so I'm not yet homesick, though I do miss seeing the John Bear Grease. I'll be in Florida for another week and then driving home via Texas. I'm excited to have this opportunity to see lots of birds, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly, but I'm also excited about heading home in time for the Sac Zim Birding Festival. The splendid birds on my own home turf are every bit as thrilling. Birding gives us such a perfect sense of the uniqueness of each place we go. I'll never see a masked duck in Duluth, that's for sure, but I'll never see a northern hawk owl or a black-backed woodpecker in South Florida, and I'll have to get at least halfway home before I can see my favorite bird of all, the black-capped chickadee. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.